Hi everybody, this is my first time telling a story on Lit, and I have a bit of a head cold, so I really hope that it doesn't detract too much from what I'm about to tell you. But I'd like to tell you a story about something that happened to me during my uni years. Some of this is true, some of it's fantasy, and some is wishful thinking, but I hope you enjoy the story nonetheless. I grew up in a coastal city. I'm not going to name where, but anybody who knows Australia might be able to work it out. Now that I live inland, I miss the miles and miles of beautiful beaches that I had access to that I just took completely for granted when I lived there. Being a Pisces, not that I believe in astrology, but being a Pisces, one of my favourite activities was spending time at the beach. Not, you know, in that beach bunny running around in my little bikini at the height of summer sense. No. I loved the beach in isolation. I loved to go and nestle myself in the dunes and watch a storm roll in over the water or watch the sunset over the ocean. In fact, since my uni was only about 10 minutes from the beach, I have to confess to skipping a lecture, or two, or maybe more, to go and indulge that passion of mine. While I was at uni, I had a number of part-time jobs. One of those was working as a carer for a guy with a disability. One of the effects of his disability was that he didn't have the typical social life for a guy of his age. So, no going out clubbing and drinking, no casual easy dating, and while I was working for him, he didn't have a girlfriend. I was pretty certain that his sex life was virtually non-existent. He did, however, have in his study a bunch of Penthouse Black Label magazines, and when he was occupied elsewhere in the house and I was tidying up for him, I would flick through these magazines, not for the pictures, but to get to the section that had the letters from the readers. I would read other people's sex stories and fantasize, what if that happened to me? My first foray into erotica, I guess you might say. I wasn't a virgin, but the experience of popping my cherry was pretty disastrous, and it had put me off men and sex for the time being. But I was young, horny as hell, as you are at that age, and thoroughly enjoyed the letters that people wrote in, living vicariously through them. They really got to me. They made me so hot and wet. In fact, sometimes I would feel the need to borrow some of those magazines, you know, to peruse later at my leisure, or should I say my pleasure. One of my favourite places to do this was in my car, down in one of the car parks at the beach, enjoying both the view of the water and my hand down my pants. Now, this might sound weird, but one of my favourite car parks was the one adjacent to our only legitimate nude beach. I didn't go there on the off chance of maybe catching sight of some nude stranger. Well, maybe there was a little bit of that, but it had a fantastic view of the water. It was relatively quiet, and in my mind it felt kind of naughty to be sitting there so close to the nude beach and diddling myself in my car where anybody might see me. Now, when I say it was quiet, I don't mean to imply there were no other cars there. There were. And I used to wonder sometimes what the other people were doing in their cars. Were they just sitting and watching the sun go down, de-stressing from their day? Or were they like me, sitting there, playing with themselves, and getting off on the idea that they ran the risk of getting caught? I longed to find out, but I was too scared to approach anyone else. On this particular day, I'd skipped yet another lecture and taken myself down to the nude beach. I'd been thinking about this day for ages, wondering if I could really go through with it, but now I'd decided. The weather was exactly perfect and seemed to be a sign telling me that the time was now right for me to put the nude beach to its intended use. I'd been thinking about this all through my morning classes, getting more and more excited about it, and naturally getting more and more aroused. When I got there, the place was practically deserted. It was mid-afternoon, school was still in session, and most people were still at work. And while I got turned on by the idea of possibly being seen, I wasn't so sure that I actually wanted to be seen. I got out of my car, grabbed the towel I always kept in it, just in case, and began to make my way down the narrow path to the beach. It was a beautiful day, not so hot as to make it uncomfortable, but not so cold as to put me off what I wanted to do. There were very few clouds in the sky, and the breeze was slight, everything I could have asked for. I looked out across the water as I walked along the beach, and could make out in the distance one of the large cargo ships that visited the wharves of our nearest neighbouring city. About halfway down the beach, I found the perfect little scoop-out for me, angled high enough so that I would be able to see both sky and sea, but reclined enough to be relaxing and comfortable. I arranged my towel in the bottom half of it. I'd decided that as much as I wanted to feel the sand against my skin, I didn't want it to end up in places that would chafe later. I began to work on my clothes. I was glad that I'd worn simple clothes to uni. Sandals, shorts and t-shirt were shucked easily enough. But I marvelled at the difference I felt standing there in my underwear compared to if I'd been standing there in a bikini. I knew that the difference existed mostly in my mind alone, but it still added to the arousal and that deliciously naughty feeling I had. My bra was next, and I unsnapped the clasp at the back and peeled it down my arms, thoroughly enjoying the sensation of that gentle breeze on my bare breasts. I folded my clothes, placed them next to my towel, a little reluctant now that I came to it, to remove the last item of clothing that maintained my dignity. I looked up and down the beach, saw nothing but seagulls, and a very distant dog walker at the dog-friendly beach that was further around the bay, and decided I might as well go for it. I wasn't going to get a more perfect opportunity to explore my public nudity with no other public around. Hooking my fingers into the sides of my knickers, I slowly pulled them down, kicking them off when I'd reached my feet. I bent to retrieve them and brought them up to my nose. God, they were wet. Nobody would have been able to smell the scent of my arousal over the smells of salt water and ocean detritus, but up here, close to my nose, it was unmistakable. I added them to the pile of clothing at my side and lay down on the towel that I'd spread on the sand. The towel was slightly rough against my bare bottom, but the sand was soft and warm and silky against the skin of my back. I lay quietly and tried to just focus on letting my muscles relax. I wanted to enjoy this experience, as I wasn't sure I'd have the guts to do this more than once. The sun shone down on me benevolently, keeping me warm but not hot, and the wind came and went, never getting much stronger than a gentle, teasing breeze. I parted my legs a little, feeling the air moving over my wet lips, feeling much cooler there than it had over the rest of my body. I have to say, it was one of the most incredibly peaceful experiences of my life. Alive and free, but so at one with the universe and the world. Sorry to get hippie. Being naked on a beach just felt perfectly natural. And I felt strangely proud of the things which before had made me less than satisfied with my body. I mean, I'm not tall. I'm quite short, to be honest. But I'm not a small girl. I've always been well-built, with large, full breasts, wide hips, generous buttocks and thighs, and I'd never felt that they belonged on my 5'2" frame. Surely a girl this short should be petite, right? But lying on that beach, I felt womanly and strong and attractive. I wasn't looking to be pregnant, but I felt a kind of vitality in my own fertility. Maybe it was just a side effect of sniffing my pussy juices earlier. Who knows? Whatever it was a one-of-a-kind experience, and I wanted to savor every moment of it. Unfortunately, though, my moments of self-revelation were cut short. I heard the sound of footsteps crunching over the sand and vegetation of the dunes, possibly heading in my direction. I froze. One part of me was terrified in case I was seen. Another part of me was elated in case I was seen. The sound of the footsteps got closer and closer, and then they stopped, quite nearby by the sound of it. I decided to risk a look, and arched my back and tilted my head upside down to see what I could see. I caught a glimpse of closed-in shoes, not the thongs I'd been expecting to see, hairy legs, grubby shorts, and a ripped and stained T-shirt. There was a scruffy beard hiding most of the face, and long, dirty blonde hair. He looked like a labourer or some kind of apprentice tradesman, come down to the beach to snatch a quick swim before heading off on the next job. I settled myself quickly back in my cubbyhole and held my breath as I waited to see what he would do next. He'd obviously seen me. We hadn't quite locked eyes, but I'd seen he was looking in my direction. And it occurred to me that I was completely exposed and defenseless. But for some reason, I didn't feel afraid. I didn't think he was going to rape me. And if he had approached, I was so ready to go. I don't think I would have been able to call it rape. Much to my disappointment, after a few minutes, I heard his feet moving away. By this stage, every nerve ending was wide awake. Try as I might to keep my hands off myself, I was fighting a losing battle. I brought my hands up and cupped one of my breasts, tracing my fingers over the skin gently and feeling the heft and weight of it in my hands. I loved how full and heavy it was, and I stroked it for a few minutes, just enjoying the smooth, soft skin and marveling at how warm it was. I moved my hands to my other breast and gave it the same treatment, torturing myself by avoiding touching my nipples, those sensitive little buds that bring me such great pleasure. Finally, I allowed a fingernail to drag gently across each nipple and then circled my fingers around and around the stiffening flesh, just brushing the flat top from time to time and sending stabs of sensation both north and south. I placed one of my fingers in my mouth and sucked it in and out, swirling my tongue around, making sure my finger was properly wet, before spreading the moisture over my nipple and feeling the breeze turn it chill as it evaporated in the afternoon air. Oh, how I wished there was a mouth sucking on my nipple, lathing it with love, flicking it with a tongue before nipping it cruelly between teeth, and then loving it again before I'd even managed to cry out. I did the best that I could with my fingers and felt the need inside me growing. I ran my hands down over my stomach, enjoying the feel of firm, flat muscle on a girl who was otherwise so lush. I teased myself with the ticklish areas at my hips, little feather-light strokes that had me writhing on the sand as if to get me away from the hands tormenting me. I moved my hands lower then, sliding my fingers through the tight curls that crowned my mons, drawing the experience out, denying myself the gratification I so desired as I spread my legs wide and lewdly displayed myself for anyone who might walk past. I parted the folds of my clitoris, feeling how slick and how wet I was, finding that tender little knob that had been calling me, that demanded my attention, my caresses, that made the fire inside me build higher and higher. I allowed my fingers to play lightly over it, not wanting to come too soon, and shivered as my thighs tightened in response to the building pleasure. Hands delved lower, then everything was so wet and warm, sopping wet, if I was being honest, and slid first one finger and then two inside of me, and began to finger fuck myself. all that soft, squishy flesh, parting to take the intrusion of my fingers, and me imagining some big, hard cock thrusting inside me, filling me up in a way that my fingers never could. I moved my fingers faster and grabbed one of my nipples with my other hand, pinching it and rolling it between my fingers, using that pain as a way to distract myself from my approaching climax and spin it out even further. My clitoris began to beg for my attention again, and as I continued to fuck myself, I danced the fingers of my other hand over my clit, now lighter, now harder, now slower, now speeding up to take me to that edge. I need more hands, I thought as I freaked my clit madly, breath coming in short pants. Moving slower now in my pussy, just giving me that feeling of fullness as I focused all my attentions now on my needy little clit. I dipped down into my wetness now and again, my legs quivering as I approached the peak of my wave. Oh, my muscles tensing now. As I worked my way up higher and higher, I'd never been a screamer. Not even in the privacy of my own bedroom. And I knew I definitely wasn't gonna let rip on some beach. So, I practiced it again, my silent coming technique. Little world, my post-orgasmic glow, and gently drifted off. I woke up a few minutes later to the feel of a raspy tongue on my toes. There was a young Kelpie cross who was making itself acquainted with my pedicure. Now, this wasn't supposed to be an off-leash dog area, but that didn't necessarily mean that this dog was on its own, and I had no desire to be caught with my hands between my legs like this. I scrambled quickly to my feet, dusted off the sand as best I could, and hurriedly put on my clothes. What a day! With my body still tingling and a huge smile plastered across my face, I gathered my towel and made my way back along the beach to my car, ready now to face whatever the evening brought me. God, it's amazing what a good orgasm can do for you. Well, everyone, I hope that you liked my story. Sorry that there wasn't another person involved, but this is the way it went down. I hope to, if I get good feedback, maybe do some more stories in the future. Let me know what you all think. Thanks.